Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
Welcome, five-star STR success. Hope you're all doing well this Monday morning, or depending on when you're listening to this on the podcast, I don't know, whenever you're listening to it. Today, I wanted to come on to talk to you guys about different things you can do to your properties to make it stand out over everybody else's. As you know that we are all competing with more and more short-term rentals as the years go by, as mass adoption takes place, as the overabundance of properties are going out there into different regions and different spots and stuff. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm not losing my train of thought. I just can't talk. I'm actually parched. Didn't realize it before I came on here. But anyways, as I wanted to say is while you're dealing with mass adoption and saturation in different markets, is what I was trying to say is you're going to realize that you have to stand apart. So, for example, my Helen Home, thankfully, I didn't have to do too much, but my Helen Home, I just posted it on my personal Facebook page. In Helen, there's not a lot of properties here in Georgia, in Helen, Georgia, that has a more updated look. So I could do a $15,000 cosmetic rehab and make that property set itself apart. That property itself is also in a townhome community with just four of them. And I put wood shutters and stained them, put that on top of or right beside each window. So we did that kind of stuff. But here's some things that you guys can do that I think that would actually help you be cognitive of what you can do to make your property set yourself apart. First and foremost, I'm going to throw out some expensive stuff. Some of this may be feasible. Some of this may be not. But this is some stuff that I've actually taken notes just for myself. I put these together for myself. These are some of friends and some of my mastermind members. They're doing some of this stuff. But this is some stuff that could be expensive and some of it's cheaper. I'm going to mix it in. There's no rhyme or reason. You identify if it's something that you can do. But this is stuff that you can actually implement in your property that may or may not have a competitive advantage. For the most part, I would say that all of this has a competitive advantage over most people's, because most people don't have the right set of amenities. So again, like I said, it'll have a little bit of mixture of expensive shit and or cheaper stuff. But here's some things that might actually help you think about what you can put in your property that you may not have ever thought about before. So what I'm looking at with my properties here, specifically in North Georgia, because that market has gotten a little bit saturated, I went in and started looking at some of my space and my properties on my land. And I was looking like, well, fiberglass inserts, hot tubs and pools. Specifically pools, those smaller fiberglass insert pools, they're not really existing out there in North Georgia and Blue Ridge. And they're a lot cheaper. They might cost me $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, but you dig the hole, you put it in, and you got a great pool. Most people in North Georgia don't have pools, and the few that do, they're killing it. So I was like, well, what's the best way of doing this that's cheap? It's the fiberglass insert swimming pool. Another thing you can do is add, like I said, I didn't even put these in any kind of order. So it's going to be like, you're going from pool to this. Another thing you guys can do is sit down arcades. Everybody's got the little stand-up arcades, the Miss Pac-Man and stuff like that. Get the things that you would see in an arcade and put that in there, like where they can actually sit down and drive and do that kind of stuff and shoot that first-person shooter kind of stuff. Stuff like that can actually, if you have a mountain home with a basement and so on and so forth, that's something that you can actually implement in there that people would love to have. It's not really, you don't see that too often in different homes. Another thing I've been taking notes on is pinball machines. There's not, in Blue Ridge, I'm talking about my own area. A lot of you guys aren't invested in my area. I highly recommend that you do if you aren't. But pinball machines, we have a pinball machine spot in Blue Ridge, in downtown Blue Ridge, where people go in and they'll have a beer. They'll drink a few beers. They'll have like, I don't know, 50 different pinball machines they can play, and they can do that for a few hours. People that live in the area can do a monthly membership, but these pinball machines are fun. People love it, and you can have competitions and stuff with it. This is something that most people should be doing, whether you're in a metropolitan area and or a mountain area, hell, even a beach home, put a freaking fire pit in. It's the cheapest thing you can do. And if you don't have a fire pit, you're really hurting yourself and shooting yourself in the foot. So I'm going back to a couple of my properties that are in. Actually, I did this last year. I've already done it. Last year, I went into my Atlanta properties that are in the metropolitan area, and I added fire pits, and it's definitely helped out. And I've done that in a couple of my beach destinations as well, not just my properties in North Georgia. Shuffleboard, people love shuffleboard. It's a fun game, and it's an enjoyable time. Now we're going back to expensive stuff again. Custom steam showers, and/or saunas. You can do saunas. You can get a barrel sauna. You can get somebody to build you out a sauna out of cedar wood, but do the dry sauna or a steam, shower. Stuff like that will actually help out. And you can actually Google that. It's not as expensive as you think. Projection movie theater. A projection movie theater is something that a lot of people aren't having in their basements and or in different parts of their homes. And really, projections have come down a good bit. They're not projectors. I mean, they have come down a good bit. They're not as expensive as they used to be. So I'm looking at probably about two of my cabins early next year when we kind of go into dormant season for about a month in January-ish, February-ish. I'll probably be putting in some projectors in my properties. You know what blows my mind? And string lights. String lights. This is cheap. A lot of people don't have string lights. If you want to put some Edison bulbs up, put some fucking Edison bulbs up and like let those properties like bling bling, I mean it's common, but a lot of people aren't using it. Hell, I've even looked at my own portfolio and I don't have it in all of my properties, but it really sets the aesthetics off, and it really sets the home in pictures. It sets it off, and it just makes it look like you've just gone and put in a little extra touch. I remember last year, actually, it might have been earlier this year. I took a couple of buddies of mine down to South Carolina, one of my properties over there, and he and I, actually, they and I, we strung up these lights ourselves and had a couple of beers, and it really didn't take long. It took like an hour. It was no big deal. But a lot of people are lazy and they don't want to put string lights in. I would put string lights in. Concrete cornhole or wooden board cornhole, but if you want to really set something apart, concrete cornhole. I first found this idea in my local suburban area in the downtown, and they put cornhole made out of concrete boards, and they had concrete ping pong as well. Dude, it looks so freaking fabulous, and the cool thing is you ain't got to worry. It can be outdoors. You don't have to worry about it rotting. So I don't know what that cost, but that's something I'm looking to do at some of my properties is concrete cornhole and concrete pinball next year as I want to start upgrading some of these. Like I said, ping pong, ping pong. All right, murals. You put murals on your walls, just something cheap. Get somebody in there to go do the painting on it, draw it out, and then paint it. Murals really set a property apart. I've got a couple properties that I'm looking into, doing some murals next year. And then you've got textured walls. Some textured walls look good, some don't. Take it for what it's worth to you. Doing something different is always something that I recommend, as you guys all know. Be that purple cow texture walls, and some properties do look good. In my Helen home, it looks freaking badass. It's got a you can't probably see it in pictures, but when you're there, the home looks freaking badass. Wallpaper's back 2022, 2023. Wallpaper's back. Make those homes look great. Why go with just a regular flat paint or an eggshell or whatever? Go put wallpaper up. Set these bedrooms or these different accent walls apart, and you can do it cheaper with wallpaper versus, putting a wooden board up on the wall. You've got another cheap thing you can do is paint. Just regular paint. I went in to one of my properties last year and I did paint. I've held it for 5 years as an STR. I looked at it, I'm like, man, this thing's starting to get scuffed up. And I've gone in once a year. When I stay, I'd go in for about 2 hours and I touch up the paint, and it just did not look good after touching up and touching up year in, year out. It just didn't look good. So don't let those scuff marks go in and beat up your walls any more than you have to. Repaint, get somebody, cheap and let them make some money. Like that repainting is awesome. Of course, furniture, furniture's a given. Why wouldn't we put brand new furniture in a property? We're trying to get the longest life out of the furniture that we have. But when you have people going in and out your doors, they're breaking stuff. Their butts are staining the couches. They're getting worn down. Go in and try to clean them if you can, I guess. But At some point, you got to make a decision. Do you want your home to look good and fresh? Or do you want to be a cheapskate? Stop being a cheapskate and get new furniture whenever it applies. So these are some of the things that I'm looking to go through again, adding in my properties. I'll go through them fast one more time instead of explaining it like I just did. Fiberglass outdoor pools, sit-down arcade systems, pinball machines, fire pits, shuffle boards, custom steam showers, saunas, cedar wood or barrel, projection movie theaters, adding string lights up, putting concrete cornhole, putting concrete ping pong outdoors, putting up murals, enhancing the aesthetics with textured walls, wallpaper, new paint, and of course, you know, setting your home apart and making it look better with new furniture when you need it. So I hope this helps for some of you guys that are like, what do I actually need to put into my properties? This is just some stuff that you can do to think outside the box that a lot of people aren't doing. It's amazing when we go, even the home I stayed at in Sedona, damn furniture looked old. I mean, I was completely I did enjoy the property and I did enjoy the setting, but the furniture was just not that great. It was beat up. It was old. You can tell this has been a short-term rental for a while, even though that the property was remodeled. You can tell that they weren't in tune with the property anymore. They're just like, whatever, let's just make some money. I don't like that feeling when I go into a short-term rental. So I'm guessing if I don't like that feeling, other people are going to say the same thing. So I want people to know that I'm trying to keep my properties up as fresh and clean as I can. And I'm guessing you guys should too. All right, guys. What I would recommend if you want to learn more and more about short-term rentals and how to start and or scale your business like we have been doing for many, many years now, join us on December 3rd and 4th. You can go to 5starstrsuccess.com. You will see the STR Success Seminars link kind of like third way through the bottom to the bottom. And you'll find out everything you need to find out about short-term rentals, working with myself, my wife, my team, Chris, Nicole, and we're going to bring in Jay. We're going to talk about some cool stuff. We're going to do life together. It's kind of more like a mastermind. We're actually going to be able to do the education on one day, but we're going to be working on your business, whether you have a property or not. We're going to help you find one. If you don't, if you have properties, we're going to take your business and we're going to pull it apart and work on it together. We're going to help you with operations and systems. And Chris is going to be able to take you by the hand and help you out with a bunch of different technologies. And I can help you out with starting and scaling your business through the BRRRR strategy like I've done. And, hooking you up with hard money lenders so that you can do the BRRRR strategy, different things like that, different techniques that we're going to teach about that most short-term rental influencers or educators don't even know how to do because they're not really freaking real estate investors. And I'm not gonna call some of them out, but there's big ones out there that don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just, they're not really doing it right. You got the young crowd and then you got the older crowd, but they haven't been in business for a long time and they don't know how to steer around and navigate through uncharted waters like we do. So we're looking forward to having you here December 3rd, 4th in Metro Atlanta. And then outside of that, we got some cool stuff coming up. I'm going to announce it in December, but we are going to have kind of like an STR school. It's going to be $20 a month. I'll preface that. And you'll have access to all of our documents, all of our different added lives and stuff like that. That's coming up soon. But if you want to plug in with myself and my team, go to 5starstrsuccess.com and check us out on December 3rd and 4th. All right, guys. Ciao.